Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With joy, giving thanks to the Father who made us sufficient for a portion of the saints' inheritance in the light, He rescued us from the authority of darkness, and He transferred us to the reign of His Son of His love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is our text. My dear friends in Christ, it's been a number of years ago, but my wife and I took our children on a vacation to the beautiful Black Hills. Now, if you've ever been there, there's a national park there that's called Wind Cave National Park. It's a big hole in the ground with a lot of stalagmites and whatever they call the other ones, the things in the cave. It's beautiful, and it's all lit up, and it's really cool to go on the tour. But once we got deep into the bowels of the earth, our ranger told us to shut off all of our cell phones and all electronic devices, and then she shut all the lights off, and we're standing there in the pitch darkness. The kind of darkness you can't even see your hand in front of your face. It was a darkness that basically enveloped us and squeezed the life right out of me. Have you ever felt that kind of darkness? You see, darkness is kind of scary. You ever notice they never tell those scary ghost stories in the middle of a bright, sunny, beautiful afternoon? No, it's always at night, usually around a campfire, and designed just to scare you to death. It is darker this time of year, if you haven't noticed. In fact, it kind of infuriates me because I don't like the dark. I never have liked the dark, and it really messes up my sleep patterns. I was up this morning at 4:12, and I couldn't go back to sleep. I'm tired of it already. But you can tell the darkness kind of, you can feel it kind of pulling on you. Holy Scripture tells us that God Himself has snatched us out of the authority of the devil. God has rescued us, and our lives are no longer under the power of the darkness of sin, death, and the devil. Well, whenever you are engulfed in that physical darkness, you know it, because you can actually feel it. You know, blind people can actually tell whether it's daylight or darkness. I don't know how, but they can literally feel it. However, we can also be in darkness spiritually and not even know what's going on. When you're in the darkness, first of all, you don't know where you're at. You're lost. You can't find your way out on your own. I would have never found my way out of Wind Cave unless that ranger would have turned the light back on and led our tour group back out. I was completely and utterly in darkness. But dear friends, there's nothing more difficult than seeing your own spiritual darkness and having to admit it not only to yourselves, but to those around you. Now, I don't think I'm going outside of the authority to say one thing. I believe in the sanctuary that there are many of us that are really wrestling with darkness in our lives right now. You know what I mean. That spiritual darkness comes from that kind of missing that relationship with our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Or perhaps that behavioral darkness that comes with addictions to alcohol or drugs or pornography or gambling or whatever the vice you choose. It's a darkness that takes a hold of us. There's also a darkness of negativity in life, where you see everything in the world as darkness. There's no hope and there's no light anywhere. And the darkness of hopelessness, where you never think things are ever going to get better. And you simply drone on day after day. Some of you struggle with the darkness of loneliness. A spouse has passed away, and you find yourself alone each and every day. Others of you wrestle with that darkness of physical illness and the uncertainty of what that illness will ultimately end with. Others are engulfed in that darkness of anger or bitterness or resentment towards loved ones or strangers. It doesn't matter. And then all of us deal with the darkness of the guilt of our past sins. Sins which, contrary to AA, we cannot never make amends for. We can't change the past. And Satan rails us with the darkness of our past sins to drive us to despair. That darkness beckons us. And we feel it. And that darkness says that you will never make it. You are not good enough. Well, how's that darkness working for you? I don't ask that question out of insincerity. I ask that question out of deep compassion for you. How are you in the midst of the darkness that you wrestle with? Well, dear friends, this morning in our epistle lesson, St. Paul pens beautiful words that provide comfort in the midst of all that, because he reminds us that we have been rescued from sin's darkness. We have been rescued, and we no longer have to be engulfed in the darkness of sin and shame and all the others that I've mentioned in our lives, because we are new creations in Christ. But do we feel the darkness? Well, of course we do. But dear friends, you don't have to live under the authority of darkness. God in Christ has rescued you from that authority. He has delivered you from that terrible creation. And it is another way of saying that He has saved you. Paul wrote that He has delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of the Son of His love. We are not just rescued from sin. We have been transferred from one kingdom to another. In other words, when you were baptized, Christ literally ripped you out of the jaws and the authority and the dominion of Satan and ushered you into the kingdom of God. You have been transferred. That word in the original language has the idea of removing a group of people from one place and then putting them somewhere else. For example, deposing a king, moving him from authority and making him something else, or executing a criminal, or simply terminating an employment. It's all the area of being transferred. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we have been transferred from the power of sin to the kingdom of God's dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ. That is an actual reality that you experience today. Regardless of the darkness that you feel around you, that's who you are. You know, I thought I knew a lot about the English language through the years. I did fairly well in creative writing in college, and then I got to the seminary and had to take Greek class, and I discovered that I know nothing of the English language. Some of the sentence structure and some of the different states of where we are and what's going on in the tenses sometimes gets beyond me. But in this case, it's a perfect present. In other words, you are perfect presently. That actually works. Through the eyes of Christ and by His blood, today you are children of God. That's who you are. Now on Thursday, you're going to have your big Thanksgiving dinner. And a perfect present would be, after you're done, it's like, I have eaten my full. True, I'm full and I'm still full. And that's who you are in Christ, a new creation. Now, do you feel the power of sin and darkness in our lives? Of course we do. Do we live under it? No, we don't. And it's not about you defeating the darkness of the world in which we live in. It's not about you at all. It's about what Jesus Christ has done. As Paul says, in Him, in other words, in Jesus, we have redemption. Not we might have, we could have, we quite possibly may be redeemed. He says, we have redemption. The background for the word redemption is a slave word. Now a slave could be purchased from his evil taskmaster if the redemption was paid. That was the term for the money or the property or whatever was given in exchange for the life of that slave. Notice the slave had no ability to negotiate his own freedom. He was completely and utterly dependent upon Jesus Christ to purchase his full redemption. And that's what Paul's saying. You have been fully redeemed, not partially, but completely redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, you have been emancipated. You've been set free. Therefore, you are now a bondservant of Christ. And you don't serve him out of a fear, but we serve him out of great joy and thanksgiving for all that Christ has done upon the cross of Calvary. You have all felt this just like I have. You have felt at times when it seems like the darkness of the world is our master, and we are simply its slave. But Jesus Christ gave himself up to take away the sins that have mastery over us. Jesus Christ has suffered and died, and by his death, we are a part of the family of God. Do you remember it was dark that day when Christ hung upon the cross? The nails were driven, the slurs were spoken to Christ, and then darkness fell over the land. And then out of that darkness shined that great light, because Christ did not remain dead, but he rose from the grave. And by his resurrection brought to us forgiveness, life, and salvation. But does darkness still pull at us? Of course it does. The darkness of guilt over past sins, I can tell you, you are no longer in the darkness, because Jesus Christ rules over you and he has authority over you today. You heard his voice and the voice of your pastor as you confess your sins, saying that I forgive you all of your sins. By his authority, you are forgiven. But does darkness still pull at us? Are there times when we don't feel like we're worthy? Are there times when we don't feel like we're a part of the kingdom of God and that we're on the outside looking in? Of course that happens, but in reality, that's not who you are. You are a child of God. You are redeemed. You need to hear the voice of Christ that says, "Follow me." Whether you're a student or a teacher, an employer, an employee, a father, a mother, it doesn't matter, son or daughter, or just a friend, just follow me. I am with you wherever you go. You don't need to know where you go, because I now lead you by my light. And if you fall, I am there to pick you up. And he will do it, because with Jesus, he may always begin again. You know, doctors tell us of the benefits of sunlight, and during this time of year, I totally get it. First of all, sunlight will improve your mood. Just hang out with my wife and she'll tell me in dark days, I'm not the best guy to be around. Or sunlight will prevent you from eating too much. I can't wait till the sun returns. Sunlight helps us stimulate the body's production of vitamin D. And the list goes on and on and on. But all of that pales in comparison to the light of the sun, the S-O-N of God. Because through him, we have new light. Do we feel that darkness beckoning? Of course we feel it. It says to you all the time that you won't make it. You're not good enough. But dear friends, you are not under the authority of the darkness any longer. I don't know what the future holds precisely for any of you. But I do know one thing according to God's word, that he has given us his promises over and over and over again. That through faith in him, we have a heavenly home. Because he was crucified because of our sins, because he rose from the dead to grant us eternal life, and because he now lives, we have that promise of eternal life that comes through faith in him. I want you to listen again to the words of St. Paul. With joy, giving thanks to the Father who made us sufficient for a portion of the saints' inheritance in the light. He rescued us from the authority of darkness. And he transferred us to the reign of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Amen. Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.